The sewage pumping station served as the previously unknown brig on Floor 13, the floor we didn't think existed. Yes, Red Dwarf had reappeared, reconstructed by Crichton's tiny pals, the Nanobots. Obviously, they'd stolen Red Dwarf, shrunken it to nano-size and hidden it in Lister's laundry basket. Oh, come on, keep up. After donning rubber in the makeup wagon, I joined the rest of the cast outside the pumping station. This was when we first met the wonderful extras who were playing the other prisoners in the brig. One individual has stayed with us in terms of mental scarring. He was a very well-spoken individual, clearly well-educated and very polite. However, he did have a metal face. That may need some explanation. His face was very heavily pierced, not like one or two namby-pamby rings in his eyebrows or a little stud in his nose. It was literally covered in studs. I fear I cannot remember his name, but that's partly due to the mental scarring and the therapy I had to undergo after seeing what I saw. As I've explained before, Craig Charles will often say the thing I am thinking in the deepest recesses of my guilt-ridden liberal brain. On the day we met the man with the metal face, Craig immediately said, "Hey, I bet they love you at airport security." This man had the most piercings in the history of human adornment. I think he had 52 studs on his face. I seem to remember that being the number. But hold hard, that was nothing. He explained that he used to work in a bank, but then all his piercings were on his body and hidden by his suit. Since retiring, he'd allowed the obsession to spread. I'm thinking, I wonder how many he's got on his body, but I'm not wondering that out loud because I don't want to know. Of course, Craig immediately says, "How many piercings have you got then, la?" The man lifted his shirt. It looked like he was wearing chain mail. We all stared in open-mouthed shock. That was nothing, he assured us, as he dropped his trousers, and we all turned away as fast as we could, but not fast enough. I'm not going to tell you what I saw, because my therapist said such knowledge is like a psychic contagion. Once you know, you cannot unknow. Along with the motley crew of extras, we made our way into the bowels of the sewage pumping station. It was very cold and damp, just how Crichton loves it. We were then entertained by the magnificent anger of Ackerman and started to get to grips with our new roles. As prisoners on board Red Dwarf.